Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and thank you for listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell, and boy, am I glad you listened. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate that. You know, I've been trying not to go on riffs, and I'm not going to now. Well, that's a lie. I am, very briefly, that we need to remember who we are. We need to broker peace in any way we can, even if it's just in our own little circle. But we need to do something about this division. We need to do something and find our backbone and say, that is not okay, and this is. That's all I'm going to say about that. Not going to say another word about it. Without further ado, I have the pleasure of introducing you to my wonderful friend and co-host and go-to person, knowledgeable, intelligent, and historically savvy friend and co-host, John Warren. How are you today?
I am very good. I am Tuesday. I love doing the show. I love being here. So, yeah, what's not to like?
Oh,
yes,
exactly.
Broker peace. That's another one, too. That's a great one, Ellen. We should broker peace even with ourselves, with our internal demons. That's a great thing to think about.
It starts with us, like everything else. It starts with us. Create peace. Now, I don't mean be namby-pamby, I mean create peace. Yes, within yourself, and guess what? You're the projector.
Not the screen.
Yes, it is. Yep. So, what we're going to talk about today, John, is gotcha. What in the world is gotcha? Well, I mean, I am a highly evolved, very spiritually minded, poised, calm manifester some of the time. not all the time. I am not a guru. And I fall flat on my face lots of times. And I think, wait a minute, I thought that that issue, whatever it is, I thought I had prayed about that, treated about that, talked it out, worked it out, made my peace with it, whatever. And I did. It's gone. I'm not even dealing with that anymore. And then, don't you know, something will happen, an event or a thought or a feeling or whatever comes in and says, hi. And I go, oh, you again? And, yeah, you again. We all have issues. I do. I'm assuming most of you do. I don't think you can be on this planet and not have a challenge or two, an issue or two, the very hackneyed word trigger. But, yeah, we can get spun right out, and unless we're careful, we can get hooked with that giant hook that pulls us right down in the rabbit hole, and we're not thinking about what we're saying. We're not thinking about what we're doing. We are reacting. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That is part of the human experience. That is part of being who you are. Nobody has had a perfect life. Or if they have, I certainly don't know. There's something that turns around and bites you every once in a while. Gotcha. And what do we do with that? Because I think I'm safe to say most all of us have our gotcha moments. And perhaps it's anger. Perhaps it's jealousy. Perhaps it's sadness that doesn't apply to the moment. And perhaps it's great frustration. Perhaps it's, you know, having difficulty getting along with other people. Whatever it is, we all have things that we need to be aware of, patterns that we know we have. And, of course, we're working on that. We're certainly better about it all today than we were yesterday if we're practicing. But I'm not going to speak for you, but for me, I'll be going along and, yeah, you know, I got this. Wow, look at this. I'm manifesting that, and I'm manifesting this. Things are happening. I'm happy, healthy, joyful. All is well in my tiny little speck of the world here. And then something comes up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I fall into worry. I fall into panic. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do about this? Oh, my God, I can't believe this is going on. I can't believe I've created this experience again. What the heck is wrong with me? I thought I'd evolve past that. I thought my vibration was higher than that. That's a gotcha. And when I get gotchas more and more, not always, But more and more, I'm aware, oops, that's a gotcha. So I need to take a deep breath and say, okay, that got me right down the rabbit hole, got splinters in my nose from hitting the bottom. Okay, congratulations, you're a human. But that it happens isn't as important, really, in my opinion, as what we do with those gotchas. Because I don't know if you're like me, but I can go into such self-flagellation and you idiot, you thought you had that knocked. You thought you had that going on. It would never bother you again, or that circumstance would never tempt you again, or whatever it is. That would never happen again because I'm practicing, I'm treating, I'm praying, I'm developing a closer relationship with the God of my understanding. I have it going on. Oh, well, I do have it going on, but that does not mean I'm perfect. That does not mean that there aren't any ripples in my pond, because I promise you there are. And so what do I do with that when something just grabs a hold of me and gives me a good shake and throws me down on the ground? I go, that's a gotcha. And so once I get myself together, and sometimes more quickly than others, to be frank, I go, okay, so I have all these tools in my toolbox. I know what to do. I know what to say to myself. I know to treat. I know to pray. I know to talk to the God of my understanding. I know to take slow, deep breaths. I know not to look at the problem and be in the problem. I need to raise my vibration so I can see solutions. I know that, ladies and gentlemen. I know that. You know that. But in those moments, I forget all that. Well, forget is too strong. That's all pushed aside because this thing in front of me, oh, my God. Exactly. Oh, my God. Now, spirit, universe, replace it with whatever works for you. But I catch myself in those moments going, oh, my God. And I'm trying, I'm treating, I'm working on saying exactly. Oh, my God. Hey, God, yeah. I am going down that slippery slope so fast, it's scary. Uh-huh, I'm aware of that. Well, good for you, but what do I do about it? You breathe, and you hang on to me, talk to me, because I am the only entity in the world that is always with you. I'm the only entity in the world that loves you more than you can even imagine, and I don't expect you to be perfect. So what's going on, Hartwell? Well, I had a money scare. Okay? You know what to do about that, right? Yes, I do. Okay, so, Hartwell, do it. Hit that apply button. Start treating. Thank you that I am a person who experiences abundance in all of its forms except on my hips. Thank you that money comes to me speedily in perfect, happy ways under grace. Thank you that I never know lack. There's no such thing as lack because I live in the flow and love and grace of God, so money is showered on me in all kinds of ways. Got it. Did that help, Ellen? Maybe a little. Okay, well, the reason it's not helping you as much as you'd like is because you're spouting off words. And you preach it, so do it yourself. Put some emotion behind that. Put some visualization behind that. Thank you for reminding me, God. You're welcome. And I do get back up, and I do get my feet on the ground, and I do get back to my calm and poised place. But the answer is always, oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. The God of your understanding. Take a minute. Horrible. I think they're horrible. Gotcha moments. Take a moment and talk to the God of your understanding. Pray the rosary, do a novena, talk to God, talk to spirit, talk to universe, whatever works for you to remind you of who you are. Gotcha moments are great big erasers, and they just erase what we know. They erase that we know who we are. We know we're an art form. Yes, it's still not finished, but we're an art form. We are growing and evolving, and some of us very quickly, and some of us slowly, but we're all growing and evolving. If you're listening to this show, you are. So remind yourself who you are. You are a spirit having a human experience. You are going to flub up. You are going to fall down on your face. You're going to get angry or upset or sad or whatever feeling it is, and those are transient. It's not going to be like this forever. And get yourself back. Who's yourself? That's your authentic self, is always in communion with higher power. That is the self within you that knows exactly how to handle these moments and is your big memo pad. Remember, go to the one inside of you that says, I've got this. It's not a gotcha, it's I've got this. And that can take practice and time. It does for me anyway. But the more I practice it, the more I realize that those gotcha moments are maybe a little less intense, maybe a little more manageable. And when you're in a gotcha moment, when no one can hear you, please, let it rip, tater, chip at whatever's going on. Be mad at that bill you didn't expect. Be mad at that person who triggered you. Be mad at that circumstance. Be mad at yourself. Let it out. Let all those emotions out. Express them in some way that does not hurt you or anybody else. But be careful of the beating yourself up part. You silly, silly woman. I thought you had a brain cell that worked. I guess not, you idiot. No. Yeah, I'm not perfect, and I flubbed up, and I got really caught up in my emotions, and I forgot who I was, and that's okay. I'm getting back on track now. I'm watching what I'm saying. I'm watching what I'm doing. I'm watching what I'm thinking, but I am not accountable for whatever feeling I'm feeling, because the feeling, it's only what we do with it that can be, shall we say, challenging to others or ourselves. So those gotcha moments, I really feel, are teachers. I feel that they come up to remind us to be humble, to remind us to use our tools, to do the practices that we know to do, and to give ourselves a little space, a little room. Self-forgiveness is as important as forgiving someone else. As you know, forgiving someone else is a gift that you give to yourself. So give that gift to yourself. Okay, I flubbed up, or okay, I got carried away on a rapid river emotional tirade. Oops. Okay, that's okay, because I'll remember next time and I'll get closer to my authentic self and get the help I need from the God of my understanding, and next time I'll do better. And the time after that, I'll do better. And maybe it's fear you're never going to have a relationship. Whatever it is, look it square in the eye. Get mad at it if you want. Don't self-flagellate, but get mad at it if you want. And then go, you know I can manage this. I may not know how I'm going to manage this right now, but I know that I have everything within me and around me to manage it and to come out with the clarity, the poise, the calm that I need, and all feelings are transient. So remembering that, just like tying a string around your finger, only not really, but within yourself, there is no one who doesn't have gotcha moments, or at least no one I know of. And those gotcha moments we can learn. It's a place and a space to practice what we know and to just get more facile with it and more forgiving of ourselves with it. Gotcha moments are very uncomfortable. If you're like me, they're very uncomfortable. They can throw me off. It's like I'm a train and I'm going down that track. Maybe I'm going down it slowly, but I am moving forward. And all of a sudden, the whole dang train is off the tracks. Ah, it is so frustrating, and sometimes for me anyway, very bewildering. How could I get off track when I talk about this stuff all the time? I pray, I read, I treat, I investigate. I mean, I look into religious science a lot in one form or another, law of attraction, and I believe it. I know it's true. So how in the world did I manifest that experience? Oh, hi, gotcha. How you doing? And instead of beating yourself up for it, embrace it, express your feelings in safe ways, and the clarity will come. And it could be as simple as reminding yourself, feelings are transient, this will go away. I'm going to do my best not to react. I'm going to do my best to respond. and find the clarity I need. And then the next time, that same thing, I guarantee you it'll happen, that same thing will come up, and you'll go, I recognize you. This is a gotcha moment, and this time I'm going to handle it a little better. And then the next time a little better, and the next time after that even better. And some of those gotchas really will go away. They really will fade into the distance, and nope, that's not a part of my experience. Some won't. Some are like neighbors that just pop by and don't tell you they're coming. Hi. Oh, God. Hi. But you'll get so it's much easier to deal with. Some of them will go away, and some of them will come back up, but every time those gotcha moments come up, it's easier to deal with, it's less unseating, you get back on track far more quickly. You're listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm Ellen Hartwell, your host. If you would like to get in touch with me or John Warren, go to our website, ellenhartwell.com, and don't forget that tomorrow on Wednesday, a segment of Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres is our parenting thing. I'm doing it with Maria. Parenting Woes, Wonders, and Worries. We're having a great time with that. That is a call-in show. We'd love to have you call in. That's tomorrow at noon, and the topic tomorrow at noon is six-year-olds. Oh, goodness. So tune in. I'd love to know you're listening. Thank you so much. I am going to turn this over to you, my dear John. Let her rip, tater chip. I'm going to go mute.
What? Bye, Ellen. I love six-year-olds. Wow. Like, that is so specific. Six-year-olds. I feel like I'm six sometimes. Maybe I'll call in. Yeah, no, good. I love that you're doing that show. This is a
please
good one.
Do,
because, Ellen,
John. Yes.
Okay.
Please do call
well,
in.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I might feel intimidated as I'm not a parent, but that is, you know, we'll see. This is a good topic because because I work on this, I never thought of it as gotcha, and I like the phrasing of gotcha. And again, I'm going to back away from work. As I have noticed, as I practice manifesting things and evolving spiritually, being a metaphysician, practicing this stuff, if you do it
John,
consistently, you, yes.
Okay. I cannot hear you. I will be back in.
Hi. Can you hear me now? Ellen? Hello? I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Can you hear me, Ellen? Am I being heard? Hello?
Okay, I'm back. John, are you there? Hello, hello. Okay, we seem to be having some technical difficulties right now, and I don't quite know what's going on. But I think the main thing that we're talking about here is to be able to remember that these gotcha moments are not the end of the world. They are difficult. They are challenging, but they're not the end of the world. And I'm trying
Hello,
to reach
Ellen?
John.
Can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, there.
Hello?
There you are. Yep. Okay, let her rip, tater chip.
All right,
going
say
away.
Bye. You don't go away far because you like, I don't understand what just happened. Noise. You know sound stuff makes me nuts. Talk about
I
gotcha
know.
Moments.
There
this
you go.
This is a gotcha moment for
say,
me.
Gotcha.
But it's good to like talk about like and work on this for a second because for some reason, and I'm not sure what it is, I haven't actually solved this one yet, it makes me crazy when there are sound issues. And
I know.
Don't go far. No, you don't have to keep talking. Just don't go far.
Okay. I'm going to go mute.
Bye. This really upsets me. And I'm not sure what it is that triggers me. But it's an interesting topic for this moment because exactly like I lose my poise and it makes me angry. It's funny. I grew up in the Episcopal Church. And which isn't funny in and of itself, but there is always, it is the most consistent, hilarious thing about any Episcopal church that I have ever been to in my life is that there will always be a sound issue with the microphone. I do not see it in heaven. I've been to a few evangelical churches. I've been to Catholic churches. I've been all over. I've been to Orthodox churches. I have not had the experience that I have in Episcopal churches, and I think maybe that's why it bugs me so much, which isn't to say that you can't hear the sermon in an Episcopal church, but it does trigger me. The sound will go in and out, and it makes me angry. And interestingly, I will say, ladies and gentlemen, it is a gotcha moment for me in that it throws me out of my poise, and I manifest it unconsciously all the time, which is weird. Because, and I haven't quite figured out what it is about this particular thing that triggers me. I'm going to use that word. But I have about other things, and I will talk about that. I will talk about other things that I have noticed during the course of my days in practicing that I would call spiritually gotcha moments. And Ellen did something interesting in the first half that I think is important and true, which differentiating between saying your feelings are transient, they don't have to apply to your manifestations. And that is actually black belt metaphysics. That's a nuance that's a little advanced, because we'll spend a lot of time saying your life is the adding up of what you focus on, you know, the emotional fuel that you give it, and then the actions you take. And so getting furious about something, or me getting upset about sound, it triggers me, could actually result in some weird manifestation later or instantaneously or whatever it is. And I have noticed that the difference, and Ellen, I don't know if she meant to, but pointed this difference out. In those gotcha moments, it's not necessarily the feeling by itself. It is how long you live there. And what I have genuinely noticed about myself, not about the sound thing, but about other things, is, oh, if I go places, and I'm talking about intellectually or on the web, on the internet, or even in real life, speak to people that always trigger me, like consistently, and I know better, or I consistently go back, and people do this with news all the time, but there are other things. You know, Instagram will make people sad and feel like they're not it will trigger you. If I stay there in the ones that trigger me, that is when the choice of manifestation has occurred. Not when I happen to stumble across it, or I happen to have manifested something in my life, which is an old pattern that I thought I was done with. And instead, you know, going, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I did this. That's the first moment. If the second moment continues to be, and you know what I mean by moments, I hope, it can last more than, 10 seconds. But, if you stay there more than a certain amount of time and you choose to stay there, I choose to stay there, that's where the manifestation moment starts to kick in. That's where the gotcha starts to become your life. But having the moments, and this is where, as I say, open at the top, this is all about forgiveness and forgiving yourself and going, oh, my gosh, that happened again. Oh, my goodness. I just looked at the news and I went off for 10 minutes, like in my head. Like last night, this happened to me, like literally happened to me. I went nuts, and I went nuts on with a social media post because I was really angry about something. And I did actually indulge the gotcha by virtue of sitting down and writing and all this other stuff. And then 20 minutes later, I went, oh, my gosh, delete that. Even though you think you're right, John, it's something you have chosen to create something and put something out there that isn't based in what your highest good is and what your highest manifestation is. And I will tell you, I grew up in a family that pays attention to the news, that has opinions about the news, and there was a lot of other things that were uncomfortable in my family. So the news remains, or like watching whatever you're, and it doesn't matter which side of the political fence you're on, it is how we communicated. And it has taken me many years to realize, oh, indulging that consistently all the time in the way that I learned from my family of origin does not help me move forward and expand my spiritual life. So I regulate it in my own mind and in my life. I regulate it. Headlines after a certain point is how I started. Like, I'll look after a certain point. If I feel motivated, when I broke my own rule last night, but I got it, in that moment, like, I'm still attached to it. There's still a level of this gave me comfort when I was 10 years old in an otherwise uncomfortable situation. So the pattern is there. But I know better because we practice, and that is really the only reason why we do metaphysics in the broadest sense. Yes, you can get new stuff, and you can sort of figure out who you are and travel and manifest wonderful things. But at the end of the day, we're doing this because we want to grow. The natural time moves in one direction. The natural impulse of consciousness is to acquire more expansive consciousness. And so that's what we're doing, and part of my process, this is why Gotcha is so good, and why that little moment where you guys couldn't hear me triggered me is so important and good to point out, is that if we're in a human body, almost invariably, possibly there are people, I have never met them, that I don't know where they are, that aren't working on anything particularly. They're just sitting here in life, in our experience, being really high vibration, manifesting instantaneously. The rest of us, myself included, there are things that I am conscious of, like what I just talked about, the news, that are gotcha moments for me. I'm intellectually completely aware of where it comes from. I'm totally aware. That was part of my process and understanding that it was a gotcha moment for me. Doesn't mean that they can't catch me off guard. And one of the things I've learned is, like, I'm sad about something or I feel insecure about something. And so that serves a purpose, that like, I'll look at the news and I'll get myself angry and stomp around a little bit. There's usually something emotional going on. It doesn't even matter if I found that out. I did, but it doesn't matter. Patterns that are much less, but there's still a level of unconsciousness. And so they come up, and all we're really doing as metaphysicians, and all I'm really doing, is paying attention to what I think on a regular basis I am manifesting. And is this going in the direction of the manifestation, what I'm indulging in right now, what set me off, or not? The first step in that is you have to be able to catch it. Like, it took me a half an hour last night to catch it. Hopefully it's more like 2 minutes in the future. And most of the time it has been like, oh, I don't even go there anymore. I catch it before it starts. But I didn't last night. And so A, forgive myself. And B, be still and know that you are God incarnate. And I don't mean that you are Jesus or all powerful. I'll put it another way. Be still and know that God is working through you and the universe is working through you. Holy Spirit, however you say it, be still and know that. That has had to become a practice for me. No matter how you do it, no matter what you call it, spend some time doing nothing. And maybe that includes sipping coffee on the porch, but just being present. And by time, I usually mean 1 to 5 minutes, frankly. And that actually opens up a gap where the moment before the gotcha takes over can be caught. Practice it. That's the end of my spiel. I know it's 29 after. I hope I was heard. You are always connected to the thing that created you. Remember that. Being still will help you to remember that. That is the end. Ellen, I hope I was heard.
Yes, yes. Oh, no, I love it. I love it. And next week's show is Knowing Isn't Feeling. Knowing isn't feeling. Let your lives rip, tater chips.